In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, in the book of Revelation, St. John the Apostle delivers one of the most impressive visions he had. The vision of the woman and the dragon. Usually, we say that this vision begins at the chapter 12. However, if we look closely, we will see that this vision, in fact, begins at the chapter 11. In the last verse of chapter 11, we read, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple." So St. John saw the ark of the covenant in heaven. But we learn from the book of Maccabees that the Ark of the Covenant was hidden by the prophet Jeremiah on Mount Nebo, the same place where Moses was buried. And no one was ever able to find the Ark. And according to the words of the prophet Jeremiah himself, no one will be able to find it until, I quote, "God gathers his people again together and receives them unto mercy." Words that may signify the conversion of the Jews at the end of times. So the Ark of the Covenant will remain hidden until the end of times. So if it is on earth, how could it be seen in heaven? My brethren, in fact, St. John is not talking about the Ark of the Covenant from the time of the Old Law. So we are to look for the real meaning of his words. We know that the Ark of the Covenant contained the manna, that bread which came down from heaven, in order to feed the people of Israel. And we know that this bread was just a figure of the real bread of heaven, which was to come. So in the same way, the old Ark of the Covenant was just a figure of the real Ark, which was to appear. A living Ark for the living bread. I will let St. John himself explain this mystery. "There appeared a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And this woman was pregnant." My brethren, this woman is the Ark of the Covenant because she carried in her womb the bread of life that came down from heaven. And if you know that the living bread is our Lord, you know as well that the living ark is Mary. She is clothed with the sun because she, more than anyone else, shines with the glory of her sun. And she has the moon under her feet because she has overcome all the vicissitudes of this life. And she has a crown of 12 stars on her head because she is the queen of all the elect of God. My brethren, St. John saw the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of the Lord. But we know that it was not all. And there appeared another sign in heaven, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems. St. John himself tells us that this great dragon is the old serpent, who is called the devil. The great red dragon is Satan. And the dragon is said to have 7 heads, which means the 7 ways by which he tempts men and tries to take control of our hearts. 7 heads, which are the 7 deadly sins: gluttony, lust, avarice, anger, sloth, envy, and pride. So we see the woman on one side and the dragon on the opposite side. And we remember those words spoken by God in the Garden of Eden to the serpent. God said, "I will put enmities between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel." Mary and the devil are enemies. It means that they were never friends. As we know, by a marvelous dispensation of God, Mary was preserved from original sin. And thus, she was never under the power of the enemy. She crushed the head of the devil from the very first instant of her immaculate conception and during her entire life. Mary was preserved from original sin, and she never committed a sin, whatever grave or venial. So she was victorious without a single defeat. She was victorious But it doesn't mean that she didn't have to fight against the enemy. Our Lord himself had to fight against the temptations of the evil one. So we could say that his Blessed Mother also had to fight. And she crushed the 7 heads of the dragon by the 7 weapons of light that our Lord gave us. She crushed gluttony by abstinence. She crushed lust by chastity. She crushed avarice by poverty. She crushed anger by meekness. She crushed sloth by zeal in the service of God. She crushed envy by self-denial. And she crushed pride by humility. So she was victorious without a single defeat. Besides our Blessed Savior, she is the only one that the devil was never able to touch. And we can imagine how much the devil hates her because of this. But as the dragon cannot touch the woman, so he tries to touch her children. As the devil cannot harm Mary, so he tries to harm us. St. John says, "And the dragon was angry against the woman and went to make war with the rest of her seed, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." So, my brethren, the devil fights against us because we are children of God, because we are children of Mary. So we should not be surprised if we have to face temptations in this life, struggles, tribulations. That's the way things are. Welcome to the battle. We are called to be faithful, my brethren, in spite of all the evil suggestions of the enemy. We are called to be faithful. So we have to fight against the dragon, and through the grace of God and the intercession of Mary, we will crush his 7 heads. Let us understand that we cannot give any space to the devil in our lives. If we open a door, whatever small it may be, he will come inside and destroy us. The enemy is not joking, so we should not joke either. This is a real battle, a battle that will decide our lives forever. So don't allow the devil to fool you. If we are children of light, we have to be far away from the works of darkness. Remember, right is right, and wrong is wrong. Virtue is virtue, and sin is sin. No compromising. The gray zone is already inside the camp of the enemy. So during this novena, we are going to meditate on the seven ways that the devil uses to trick us, to make us fall from the grace of God, and how our Blessed Mother can help us with her prayers and her examples to crush in our lives the heads of the enemy. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.